Forever Farmer Murraylands charity in Rocklea, caring for around 130 injured and disabled farm animals, is at risk of closure. Co-founder and secretary Hayley Appleby joins me now. Hi there, Hayley.
Hello, Jenny. Thank you for having us on.
Yeah, thanks for joining us. And I'm sorry to hear about your situation. It sounds like you certainly have your hands full. And from what I understand, rising costs have really put your organisation in financial strife.
Absolutely. Plus, COVID has hit us pretty hard currently, with people, you know, losing their jobs and not being able to donate as much as what they would hope to have. So, yeah.
Yeah, right. So I imagine it costs quite a lot of money to run your operation. Tell us more about what you do.
It does. Currently, we have quite a few disabled animals, which with vet bills, physio treatments, etc., that have to happen to keep their everyday life happy and healthy, surgeries, etc., with some of them. But feed costs are a huge one at the moment as well. We're about to shell out probably about a couple of thousand for round bales. So that's a huge cost to us. And with that rising as well with the farmers, it obviously trickles down to us as well.
So you and your husband, Darren, have been running this operation for about 7 years, and it was born out of a real need in the community to take in these disabled and injured animals, right?
That's right, yes. We wanted to do something for many years, even into our teenage years. We've always wanted to help animals, but we always thought, you know, there's a lot of dog and cat rescues and there's a lot of wildlife, and they always get help from the government. Unfortunately, farm animals get no help from the government. So we get no funding at all from anywhere. So we rely completely on donations.
Oh, wow. So a lot of these animals, I suppose, probably would have been put down, right, otherwise?
Exactly, yes. If we didn't take them in, a lot of them would not be here today, especially some of the horses, some of the sheep that are disabled. We've got some pigs. All of them would not be here today if we didn't take them in.
And am I right in hearing that you've had quite a costly exercise in building a pig shelter?
We did. We have been, luckily, we have been supported through that as well from our kind supporters who have donated towards the shelter. So that's not the main reason at all that we're struggling. It's more COVID, etc. But yes, we did. We've just had to erect a $30,000+ pig shelter.
Right. And that, I imagine, offers them a great opportunity to be able to, to tell us about the benefits of that shelter for the animals there.
Well, it's to keep them warm as well, like and cool during summer. So it's all made out of concrete and Besser bricks. But mainly, if we've got an injured animal, we can actually secure one area off, and then the vet can go in safely and treat the animal. So that was a big factor, because obviously pigs are very temperamental if you put them under anaesthetic or anything. So they need to be safe in a safe, confined area.
Hayley Appleby's with us from Forever Farm in Rocklea, the Murraylands charity appealing for donations as they're at risk of closure. How is it going with your fundraising efforts?
It's going pretty well at the moment. People have been very kind and helped us out, but it's obviously, it's a struggle for everybody. We're very appreciative of all donations that are coming in. We can't thank everyone enough for helping us.
Absolutely, yeah. And do you have many people, many hands on deck? Is it mostly you and Darren?
Mostly me and Darren, but we do have some fantastic volunteers who help us every day. But we're always looking for volunteers, fundraising team members, anyone that can help us on the ground, keep this place going and running. We're looking for anything.
And are you after any other help, Hayley?
We are looking at doing auctions and raffles, etc., and we're appealing to businesses if they would like to donate items towards our raffle to raise money for the animals. That'd be fantastic.
Great. And do we know yet when that raffle will be held?
At present time, it's in the process of being organised. So we're hoping to get it up and running within the next few weeks, probably 2 to 4 weeks, and hopefully it'll be up and running.
Oh, great. Well, what we'll do is we'll keep our listeners in the loop if you let me know.
Thank you.
Can members of the public come and visit Forever Farm in Rocklea?
Absolutely. We have tours by appointment, obviously, but we do have tours. that we're happy to show people around, and they can interact with the animals and get to know their stories and where they've come from and etc.
Oh, I'm sure the kids get a lot out of that.
They do. They do. The kids love it. The kids love it, especially if we have, you know, if they've got to feed the calves or the sheep. If we have lambs in, they'll feed the lambs or the calves.
Well, I wish you all the best with your fundraiser. We've got a link up on our website under the local news tab. I'll put this podcast there too. I'm sure any amount will help you a lot.
Absolutely. And we can't thank everybody enough for helping us.
Thanks for your time today, Hayley.
Thank you.